Hi, Gina here. Thanks for listening to the Weigh In with Gina podcast. This podcast was originally created from my 91-day guided weight loss program. I wanted to let you know that our spring summer group is now open. If you want to sign up, space is limited. So run, don't walk, and get your spot before it's too late. Now, let's get into the episode.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Happy Saturday. Also, happy day 62 of the program. Wow. We're about to start week 9 on Monday. We have a lot of time left to lose a lot of weight. That's so important. We have a whole month. So many people, and I know I've talked about this, come into the program with all these expectations of what's going to happen in the first month. And I know you have every right to expect them because every other diet that you've done, you lose really quick in the beginning. And then you hit a plateau and then you don't lose any more weight. Then you have to eat less and exercise even more and it feels like a fight and it just stops working. So this is totally different. For some people, and we're so transparent about this, some people are just still working to get their body to a level that it can even focus on fat loss, right? This is about as you go, the things that you're doing, accumulating and getting you to that breaking point where your body no longer feels the need to store fat. It literally wants the fat gone. I talked about this in the check-in this morning. Your body wants the fat gone probably more than you do. It's just a matter of giving it the resources, giving it the time and helping it, carving out time in its existence to actually focus on it of all the other things your body has to do. So these last 4 weeks of the program, at the end of the program, guaranteed, if you're new to the program, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, that time just flew by. It goes by so fast. We are just getting out of that messy middle, which can seem like it takes forever. And we call it the messy middle for a reason. That's where it seems like it's going to take forever. Is it working? Is it not working? 2 steps forward, 1 step back. But you know, you just got to keep moving forward. Got to keep moving forward. This is where everything is really aligning for you. All of your hard work is paying off. This is exactly where you want to be in the program, in the process. We've talked to so many people. Because we're not all about sunshine and rainbows around here. We've highlighted so many people and had so many real conversations about people who didn't lose a lot in the beginning, and really in the back end is when things came together. Alternatively, though, I have some of you like, well, if I did lose a lot in the beginning, am I going to lose in the end? Absolutely. You know, we talked about this yesterday, I think, in the live. I was talking about Anna. Anna's husband, David. I was talking about another one of our members who lost a lot of weight, and their heart needed time to adjust to the new size of their body. And that's one of the things we talk about, your body needing time to solidify your weight, to adjust and, you know, make changes around your new weight so your new weight becomes your new norm. Even the size of your heart, for some of you, needs to shrink down. It's a muscle. It's gotten enlarged by having to work so hard to fit the needs of a larger body. And when you lose weight, your heart no longer needs to sustain that size body. So your heart even needs to adjust. So there's a lot that happens in order to lose weight in a healthy way and in a way that's really going to really stick and be finally and forever. But you should always be expecting that scale to do. A plateau does not mean things are no longer working for you or you're not going to lose any more weight. Plateaus just means your body's taking time to adjust. So maximize. Tomorrow we're going to post the guidelines for week 9 and 10. You're going to love week 9 and 10. It's where we start to phase you off the program. There's so much more flexibility, especially in those snacks. We're going to decrease the number of times you're eating. If you still need to add in bonus snacks, you can. But it's a really fun next couple weeks. And then we're going to phasing you off the program itself. Where are my comments? I don't seem to have any here. Sorry, guys. Hello. If you have any questions, load them up. Let's get right to them. I'm here for the next little bit. Happy to chat this out. If you've gotten close to reaching your goal and you want to have the conversation on maintenance, we're going to have that for you. We're going to break down everything that you need to know at the end of the program. You still need to show up and follow through because you want to get to the personalizing the plan part, which is part of your maintenance journey. So there's 4 stages to finally and forever weight loss. Lose the weight. That's the first one. first one. Lose it in a healthy way. The next is give your body time to adjust the weight that you've lost. You kind of just want to maintain status quo, continue to personalize your plan. A lot of times people also will repeat the program again, not for the sake of weight loss, but to continue to work on their health and wellness, be even more in tune. There's lots of benefits to that. Either way, whatever you prefer, you got to give your body time to adjust to your new weight. So your new weight becomes your new norm. And your new set point is jigged around your new weight. That's what that's all about. So about 2-3 months afterwards. And then there's this phase, you know, really depends on the individual. It's just kind of getting to trust the changes that you've made, reinforcing the habits that you've made, just getting to understand what maintenance feels like to you. Like, fluctuations are always going to happen on the scales. It's normal. Body just naturally fluctuates all the time. So really getting to understand that. And then the fourth stage is that really wake up, look good, feel good, go about your day and move on with your life and never look back and never have to worry about weight loss and just be mindful about food choices and enjoy all the yummy bites and bits that there is to life at the end of the day. So we're going to cover that. We're going to tell you everything that you need to know about maintenance. We do have a whole maintenance group, but we're going to tell you everything that you need to know about it in this group. If you want to join the maintenance group, great. If not, that's fine too. The maintenance group is a pay one price. You're in there for as long as you need. It's an ongoing group. It's not a guided process. I do go live. We do have, conversations about maintenance. We have our weigh-in Wednesdays. We do post engaging posts to have discussions on. We do fun stuff like giveaways. We have guest experts and stuff over there. That's sort of a place for you to continue to ask any questions on maintenance, but if you don't need it, you don't need it. So we're going to cover maintenance. I know some of you are already stressing about what to do in between groups. We're going to have you covered. We're coming up with a plan to maybe do a bridging the gap group, where we're going to have a group of you guys who are in this group and sign up for the next, kind of filter in there and have a place to continue to ask your questions. So that's something that we're working on. We've just sort of had our initial conversations about that. Normally, even if we didn't have a group for you to kind of filter into and a place for you to continue to ask your questions, we wouldn't be worried about you. So we also talk about bridging the gap. And for those of you who want to continue to lose weight, and those of you who just want to maybe enjoy the holidays and not worry about it, since you've been so focused on it, you need a break from it, that's totally cool. So we have options for you, which we're going to go over. So whether you've done reaching your goal, whether you're wondering how to bridge the gap in between groups, or you want to how do you continue your weight loss journey, or even on your own, we're going to set you up and make sure you're so confident in next steps. Okay, let's get into these questions. I see them filtering in. Hi, Gina. I went bathing suit shopping with my girlfriend, who's also in the program, and actually had fun. I'm not even at goal, but feeling so good. Thank you. I'm in round 3, and this round is all about a mental game for me, learning so much. Nadia, I love that. You know, and that's the thing. You may not be where you're at, but rock that bathing suit anyway. Buy that suit that you feel comfortable in now. You know, rock that suit now with where you're at, even though you know you're not where you want to be. We talked about this was a big part of the conversation yesterday, which was so great. So I love that. Linda, hi, good morning. Non-scale victory yesterday. Although the scale wasn't moving last week, I put on a button-up shirt that I haven't been able to wear in a very long time because I couldn't do the bottom two buttons. Yesterday, not only could I do them up, but the shirt felt too big for me. Yeah, so this is the thing. So if the scale isn't moving, your body should be changing. It's either the scale is moving or your body's changing. They both don't help it happen at the same time, because you drop the weight, the body works to solidify the weight. If you are not losing and not seeing any changes in your body, not experiencing non-scale victories, this is where you have got to check out that post. 4 reasons why your weight may be slow to move. Doesn't mean it's not going to move, just slow to move. Because chances are there are underlying issues that you need to be addressed, especially with where we're at in this program, the process. Your weight should be starting to move. You should be experiencing, at the very least, non-scale victories. But this is the amazing thing about plateaus, is that how much your body can change while you're not dropping the weight. And this is the body working hard behind the scenes. That's why a plateau is just like your body not giving up, not doing nothing. This is like, yo, I need a minute to adjust. And it's working really hard to make those adjustments. That's why losing 10 pounds on this program in this way, in a healthy way, it'll look like 20, 30 pounds in another diet that you've done. And that's where your body loses a lot in certain areas. With this process, excuse me, you're going to notice that you lose it all over in layers. So it's pretty amazing how much that adds up and makes a big difference, especially in how your clothes fit. So great. Weeks 9 and 10 are my jam. I know, Julie, right? They're great weeks. Hi, Arlene. Good morning. I can't tell you how much my mind has been blown away by this program. Never felt like this on any other program. Yeah, I love that. I mean, this is where we're sort of, if you're still here, you're recognizing the benefits, right? And this is a little different. I just read someone posted that about how they didn't have a lot of faith. They were skeptical. I totally get it. This is why we're not into convincing anyone, right? This is why a lot of people will be like, trust Gina. I'm like, yeah, trust us, but also ask as many questions as you need. You cannot pay me enough to work with someone that I need to convince, but I do understand a lot of you are really skeptical, And rightfully so. Rightfully. I know what the diet industry is all about. Rightfully so, but it's not even the program. It's you. It's you showing up, prioritizing yourself. It's you working through your issues and associations. It's you creating, you know, busting through old habits, creating new ones. It's like, do you know what I mean? You're really showing up and being mindful and being in tune really puts you in tune with what works for you and what doesn't work for you across the board. Not just what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, but just everything in life. It's just like, it makes you pay attention to you and make choices that make you happy and make you feel good, you know, and cuts through the noise of everybody else. And, you know, especially because so many people in here are people who prioritize everyone and everything else above their own needs. So it's that day in, day out. And it's also moving away from this need to do everything perfect in your life. You know, it's really showing up and recognizing all the little things you do add up. Like, we're here 17 groups later. My first group was a hot mess. I didn't charge anybody any money. I didn't really know what I was doing. I had a lot of weight loss knowledge. Didn't really know how to organize it, how to present it to people. I used to do lives that would go on for 4 hours. It was just like, I've learned a lot about how people learn. I'm still learning. I'm so far from perfect. So far from perfect. Oh my goodness. And nor do I think I know everything. I'm always open and learning and stuff. But if I had waited until, you know, if I had waited till this book is so not even perfect. I'm so excited about our next version of this. Anna and I have been going through it and just streamlining a lot of the information. A lot of it was really written on the fly out of necessity just to get something out there for people and all the posts. And we've been going through and just trying to streamline it. And I'm really excited about the next version because this has been like, you know, the first version was like, make it make sense. You know, fix the spelling mistakes and the grammatical errors, which there were a lot. The next version was like a leveled up. I'm going to show you. Actually, let me just show you because it's really cool, especially if you haven't been part of our groups in a while. And I really live the mantra of progress over perfection. So this was my first book. This was it. Excuse the writing on here because this is my notes. This is my Gina copy rework book, which I'm just finally getting around to reworking it. So Tony and I were sitting there and we saw a member have the posts and she printed them out on her own. And she's like, oh my God, it cost me $80 at Staples. I was like, whoa, that's more than the program to print off the information. That's craziness. And I'm like a highlighter girl. I got highlighters in all my different colors. And, you know, I was like, there's got to be a way we can get the information to people, like old school people like me who like to highlight and make notes, like all of my books were fiction, nonfiction. I'm writing notes in it, highlighting, circling. And I said, what about Amazon? And, you know, it's not Amazon. We don't make a lot of money. This is not a big money maker for us, but it's not about that. It was about how do we get it out to people? And because we're in like 52 different countries, we're like, you know, shipping. I do not want to buy a bunch of books in my garage. I don't got time for that. So we got Amazon printed off for us, but this was the first one. And Tony's like, look at, like, this is the cover. There's like barely, there's nothing on the back. Tony's like, what do you want to put on it? I'm like, I don't know. Just make it the cover of the group. So people know it's the book. I don't know. Like, whatever. He's like, really? You don't want to put any words on it? I'm like, no, let's just get it out for people. Let's just get it out. Like, you know, and, cause we were like, there was crunch time to try to get it out in time. This first one didn't even get out before the beginning of the group. It got out, I think, week one. By the time we got it done and by the time I had the idea and we got it out to Amazon, we got the whole team together to try to get it out there. I'm like, just get it out. Just get it out. So this is it. And this ended up being a number one bestseller on Amazon, which was not my frigging intention. And look at it. I would have put some words. I would have like done something with it. There's so many spelling mistakes in here. Like, honestly, it's just, but anyway, this is it. And then this is the next book. So this is the first one. And then this is the next one. We thought, okay, let's make it look like a posting guidelines. Let's say what it is. You know, and then we had our nice little cover, and this is where we put something on the back, and this was great. Again, you know, the team kind of reworking, and now we're running groups in real time, so we're adding new posts still. Like, you guys have a question, the post doesn't answer it, we add it to the post, so the next time around, we're answering those questions. We want to try to answer your questions. This was the next one, so this is this one, and you can see the difference even in size. It's growing. This was the next one. We got a cover, we got a back, we missed the words on the side, but that's okay. And then finally, our current book, you know, it's beautiful. It's got, you know, words, it's got things, it's got everything. It's, I just want to show you a visual example of progress over perfection. And if I had waited, you know, until it's perfect, which it still is not perfect, I'm working on it though, I never would have put it out. You know, same thing with these groups. If I would have waited till I was ready, I still don't feel like I'm ready. I have so much to learn. I talk really fast and blah, 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 and you know, blah, 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 and do you know what I mean? Like, there's so much for me still to learn. If I was waited to do anything until I was perfect, I would not be where I am today. And so many people ask me, look what you've been through and how did you go from here to there? Just showing up. Some days better than others. Some days I'd spend all day drinking wine and eating chips in bed. Do you know what I mean? Other days I'm super productive. You know, I don't know how our company has grown to 52 people. Don't ask me how. I don't know. I really don't know. It's just been every single day being in the moment, and it's amazing what you can accomplish and what you can do. And this is why you get frozen in that perfection and never make a move, because you stay stuck there. And that's what it's about. You just keep showing up, showing up, showing up. And it's amazing how your weight will drop, your body will change, your whole vibe and energy, you're changing, evolving, is growing as a person. It's so super cool. My point was, it's all you. It's all you, right? It's all you, Arlene. It's you showing up and doing the work and being open to doing the work and really truly understanding what you need to, right, to achieve your goals, whatever they might be. It's so cool. So cool. Hi, Michelle. Steam rooms. Do you have any recommendations, stations around how much water to drink after? Do they help with getting the body into detox? So I used to do hot yoga. I love a good steam. I love a good like spa steam room, a sauna, all of that. Infrared saunas are great. You do want to make sure you're hydrated. So I used to do hot yoga, which I'm actually going to get into doing again. I love the heat. Like, I'm a surfer girl. I love the heat. Like, I'm like one of those people who goes to like a, you know, on vacation and Tony puts the air conditioning on it. And I literally, the last time I went, he wasn't with me. I slept with the window, all the doors open. Like, I love the heat. And so I love hot yoga. But what I was finding is the first couple of times I went, I was really energized, felt amazing. And then I started to feel really like dehydrated, and I was sweating so much, and I would literally bring in a big liter of water with me in an hour long class and drink it, and then drink another one afterwards. But I was doing it so often that I really found it was really, really zapping my energy because I was so dehydrated. It was really hard to keep up with sweating that much. So whenever I go into a steam room's a little different, because I mean, that's opening up your pores and whatever. I always bring water with me into a steam room. So, and a sauna, I'm always drinking sort of while in there. So as long as you're mindfully trying to stay hydrated and not just like in there and, you know, sweating or whatever and not getting caught up, as long as you're mindful about it. And just watch, because you're going to really notice when you are hydrated that when you're dehydrated, if all of a sudden you're tired, a little bit foggy brain and just kind of like off a little bit, That's usually dehydration. So they're great because, you know, obviously that's all detox, right? Like how you sweat your fat out, you know, when you pee, when you poo, when you breathe and you sweat, and it's all, you know, it's all part of the same process. So I'm a big fan of steam rooms, and they definitely help. Do they help with getting the body into detox? Yeah. So you don't make your body detox, right? Like you don't make it detox. That's why I'm not a fan of detox cleanses and teas and hardcore programs and stuff like that. You just have to facilitate giving the body the resources it needs, the time and the focus and the platform for that. So making sure you're drinking enough water while you're sweating, for example, putting electrolytes in your water, especially if you're doing a lot of sweating, that would be really important. But yeah, it's all part of the detox process. Any opportunity your body has to kind of release that, it will. Your check-in video was perfect for me this morning. Hi, Keely. Big drop 2 days ago. The scale went right back up the next day. I need that reminder. It's okay. And just keep showing up. Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things. And I think it's just the pressure. Like the mental game changes when you only have 4 weeks left. You can even tell by the way people are, like, people will start to thank me. And I'm like, don't thank me. Like, thanks for your amazing program. I'm like, we're not done. We have 4 weeks left. And I think because the holidays too, and people start to sense that it's coming to an end. And so I challenge you to change that energy, because you want to finish stronger than you started. You're not winding things down. And we're very mindful of that energy. We have guests right to the very last. We keep going. We're showing up every day. We got posts. We never stop. And you really want to think of like ramping up to finish strong rather than kind of winding down to finish strong. But it's something about, you know, you're so hopeful. You keep holding on. You keep showing up. And then when you see that end, it's like you kind of feel that and we forget some of the basics. Like, it's normal for your weight to go up before it drops. Once it drops, right, it's going to go back up. That doesn't mean your body, like, and here's the thing. That doesn't mean that your body doesn't want to keep dropping fat. It's probably still dropping fat because it's retaining water to do that. Plus, at this time, your weight can also be up because of other things and on the way down. So it's a lot. It's really a lot to keep in mind. The biggest thing, and I wish there was a way to bottle the fact that a lot of people, it's like your body isn't giving up on you. Your body isn't fighting you. You are losing faith in you, and you're kind of losing your steam in terms of this fight, because it can seem like fucking forever. And not only that, not that this has been forever, because this has only been like 9 weeks. Like, really, if you're doing prep week, it's only been nine. We're on week eight. If you did prep week, that's 9 weeks. It's that everything, it's all the baggage you're bringing with you from all the other diets and all the other years that you've been thinking about this and working towards this. That's what feels so long. Do you know what I mean? This in itself has not really been long. It's just all, you're bringing all of that into you, you know? So sometimes we can feel a little shaky in our confidence level about, you know, what we're able to achieve and that we're going to be able to keep this going or that it's really happening. But also when it comes to that scale, I've worked with clients, honestly, who probably, I would work with them 6 months, 9 months, and every time their weight went up, they would still freak out about it. And every time their weight went down and then the weight went back, they're like, oh, it went back up. I'd have to remind them every single time that it's normal. And then all of a sudden they would see and their weight would drop and they'd hit a new low. Oh yeah, you're right. Yep, I am. It would happen again, time and time again. It's a really hard, deep, it's a deep belief for some people to really break that, you know? So that's why it's just a great idea to just kind of, you know, pull out that maximizing post, you know, review that why is your weight up post and just kind of read it over, because the more you read it over, the more it's going to kind of, it's going to get in there. It's going to sink in. And it's really important to really embrace the ups and downs on the scales. Because once you've lost your weight's going to continue to fluctuate. So once you've lost your weight, you see that kind of that goal weight. That's like, you see that goal weight, that weight based on you showing up every day trying to see that weight. And that is your weight. When you're done the program, that's your weight. Say you reached your goal weight. Say your weight was like, your goal weight was like 140. And you've reached it. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to move on and work to solidify my weight. Well, when you live your life, chances are your weight's going to sit about 5 pounds above that. Now, if you kind of clean things up, drink your water, be mindful of what you're eating, blah, 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 do all the things you're doing in the program, you'll be able to see that low number. But that is not a way to live. That's not a way to live. And just because your weight fluctuates up doesn't mean also that you've gained any weight. So it's normal to sit about 5 pounds above. Like my real weight is 119. Right now I'm 129 and I normally sit about 124, 125. The reason I know now is because I've been really off. I've been drinking a lot of wine, eating a lot of chips, not really being mindful, and my mental health is not great, and my stress and lack of sleep. I'm just dropping the ball on all the things that I need to do. Even right down to my nails and my eyelashes. My eyelashes have all fallen out. I get my eyelashes done. Finally got my toes done. Finally got my nails done. I'm putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. I've been prioritized. And there was just a period in my life where I had to prioritize my dog and my cat and my kids and my this and my that. And I just kind of dropped the ball on all of those things. So when I kind of get back and mindful of those things, my weight drops right back down along with it. But that's not a life where I want to be a hardcore, like staying on top of everything that I'm eating and drinking all the time. I want to live my life, right? So you have that low weight and then, you know, you'll sit about 5 pounds above, and then you'll have stressful times in your life where you might go up a little bit. Again, do I feel like I've gained real weight? No. It's just that, you know, my weight is fluctuating. My body's in a state of stress and, you know, all those things. So you have to get used to those up and downs, because that's part of life. You know, someone's like, when is the scale going to stop fluctuating? Never, never. So you really want to, when you're kind of feeling a little bit stressed or a little bit down, is just go into the reality. It's normal for my weight to go up after it drops down. Do you know what I mean? It's normal for my weight to fluctuate. It's normal to be on a plateau. Plateaus are part of the process. I know it sounds a little silly, but it's really important to reinforce that concept of the real life behind the scale. You didn't really gain weight. Do you know what I mean? A drop is always a drop. But if you dropped your weight and went back up, you didn't gain weight and then lose it again. Do you know what I mean? So this is all like kind of trying to rec- reconcile your feels about this scale. This is why it's so important to get on this scale so you can deal with all your issues attached to it. So really, finally and forever, is getting to a place where you're just calm. Calm physically, calm mentally, calm around food, calm with your choices. You know, where you're not, you're just kind of just managing and being mindful and going with the flow of your life, you know. So all the little angsty bits that you're dealing with the scale, my whole point, sorry, it's taking so long for me to get to it. My whole point is that the struggles that you're having with the scale and the feels that you have, you want to have them, and it's good that you're dealing with them and mindful of them, because getting past them is going to really help you really truly get to that finally and forever place.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, Susie. My intentions are to maximize this weekend. I've had a few off weekends, which set me back, but I'm here moving forward. Yeah, people were talking about this in the check-in this morning, about how weekends are just throwing you off and setting you back. And they probably are. In reality, they probably really are. But that's okay, because that's just life getting in your way, smacking your face. Like, you do want it, like losing your weight in a healthy way while you're living your life. There's so much benefit to that and what you're learning. And sure, it could maybe be, okay, it's just like you can get in your car and drive straight to Disneyland, which is great. Or you can get in your car and you can drive to Disneyland and go meet some friends. Have a great time. Get back on the road. Drive some more. Go meet some family you haven't seen in a while. You know, like have a great time. You know, that's really isn't that what life's about? And then get back on the car in your car and drive some more. Stop at a couple other sightseeing places. You know, just I get we're going to Disneyland, but there's also, I don't know, what's on the way to Disneyland? Busch Gardens? Am I showing my age? I'm like, I went there, I think, when I was like 5. I don't know. I don't know what the sightseeing sites would be on your way to Disneyland, but whatever they are, you're going to see this, that you're on the road anyway. You might as well stop and see this. You might as well stop and see that. And you know, and then you get there. Some people will just go straight there and that's great. And other people are like, oh my God, you know, we almost had more fun on the way here than we did. How many times have you done this, right? You're going to a party, you're going out, you do the thing, and you have almost more fun getting there than you do when you actually get there, you know? So the journey, there's so much to be learned in your journey, no matter how much it looks. So definitely important to make a plan for yourself on the weekends, especially if you find after every weekend you're disappointed, make a plan. So before you find yourself in the midst of your weekend eating and doing all the things, make a plan for yourself. This weekend, I'm going to keep it together. This weekend, I'm going to be super mindful. This weekend, I'm going to do the best I possibly can. This weekend, I know I'm going to eat all the things and indulge because we're going here, we're going there, and whatever. So keep it together when you can, so that you can make wiggle room for times that you know you're going to want to indulge, especially with the holiday season coming up. Hi, Kathy. My first session, week 9, was my favorite. This time it was week 4. I'm doing the session to solidify my weight, and it feels awesome to have my new weight feel like my great new norm. Yeah, you're getting into that comfort zone, right? Where you're getting used to what your new weight feels like, looks like, just navigating through, like going through the holidays, going through, you know, Halloween. Managing your weight, going through the holidays, managing your weight. Do you know what I mean? All of this is just like, and then eventually you're going to get to a place, it'll be years later, and you'll be maintaining and not even thinking about it. Here's a question about splitting up the meals. Hi, Lisa. I love splitting the meals this week so far. Learning that by the time around 20 minutes has passed, it's time to eat the second half. I'm not interested in it. Yes. After it's that, It's that, like, they call it, like, sensitivity gap. It's where you're kind of noticing, you know, because it's one thing for you to, like, when you're hungry, right? Your body knows it's going to take you time to find food, to prepare the food, to eat the food, to process and digest the food. And so a lot of the times we're gauging our satisfaction level on our insulin levels hitting an amount that we're used to or our physical feeling of fullness. And so now that you're really getting in tune to really, like, your actual needs, which can fluctuate day to day to day, what you're recognizing is after you give that body time, and this is why a lot of times when people were eating to satisfaction in the moment, 10, 15 minutes later, they started to feel full or like they ate too much. So this is kind of like scaling it back a little bit manually is what we were doing until you actually really truly understand that, in which it takes getting to this point and doing all these things to really recognize that when you give yourself time, when your body starts to process and digest your food, you're picking up on that you don't need as much food. So now your body is adjusting to, you know, really portions that are more in actual tune with your body's needs, which is so cool. After several rounds of not making it this far into the program, I can see how it will all work. Oh, be still my heart. Be still my heart. I love this, honestly. And I know this may seem really super corny, but and Kim, our group manager, in our very first Spill the Tea segment, talked about this. How she did a program, she made it 3 weeks in, dropped 9 pounds, and then didn't follow through. She signed up for the second program, didn't follow through. And I think the third program showed up, lost 60 pounds, whatever. Like, I get it, right? And that's not failing. You didn't bail and you didn't fail. For whatever reason, you were unable to show up and prioritize yourself and follow through. That's not failing. That's not bailing. That's not quitting. That's none of those things. That's just life getting in the way as it does so often. And I love that you didn't give up on this process. I really, truly do. Someone over on my socials, and they were very nice about it. And they said, you know, I wish this program would have worked for me. The program didn't work for me. I wish it would have. I wish everyone else the best. And I wanted to say so bad, it works for everybody. It just takes some people longer than others. And please don't give up, because if you're really looking for that finally and forever sustainable weight loss, you're not going to find it in any of those quick fix diets. And I know it's so frustrating for people. There are people in the group who are really struggling and getting their scale moving, few and far between, mind you, the majority of people just going along just fine and really having a hard time. And this is because generally there's underlying issues to this. And that sucks. It sucks for people who are finding that they have thyroid issues, so they need to get some things adjusted, or you know, they have dealing with inflammation, or probably something that was leading to their body feeling the need to store fat, which now needs to be addressed. And that sucks, but there's honestly no way around that. You have to walk right through that fire. You have to help the body get through these things and deal with these things and focus on healing and repairing and rebuilding to really get to the body. Because one of the reasons why the body stores fat is for those times when it needs to rely on its emergency reserve, you know? So sometimes there's a need for that. So I'm so happy after several rounds of not making it this far into the program, I can see how it will all work. Yes, because if you can imagine, I want to show people how it all works together. And I desperately wish there was a way to do that, but there really isn't, because it's such a holistic, and I don't mean like woo-hoo-y holistic, like actually whole body, mentally, physically approach, which is very systematic, and there's a rhyme and a reason to each week and all the things that you're doing. And it just takes time to get to a place where you're in tune with your body's needs, you know, and really understanding its needs and all of that. And I wish there was a way you could bottle it all up. And I wish there was a way where I could have bottled it up and showed it to you the very first program that you did. But at the end of the day, your journey is perfect. It's perfect. You're exactly where you need to be. Down 3 pounds so far, 15 left for my goal, and hoping to crush them in the last weeks of the program. I love that you have such faith in this, because you should. All of the hard work and the weight is starting to move. It means that your body is willing to go there. The last 4 weeks of the program, honestly, can be magic for people. It's really where everything is aligning. Your hard work is it's that breaking point on what, remember that post that I did on what progress really looks like? And it talks about that breaking point of an ice cube. You have an ice cube and it's sitting there and it's frozen, and you increase the temperature and it's still there. You increase the temperature, still there. Increase the temperature, still there. Increase the temperature, still there. Increase the temperature, increase the temperature, increase it. You finally get to a breaking point where it's not like none of the increasing the temperature mattered, because you couldn't go from here to here. It's just that the room had to warm up to a temperature where that finally that ice cube melts. It's that breaking point. It needed to be at a certain temperature. So you have to warm the room up. So it's like the warming of the room and all of the hard work that you're doing is still adding up. It's going to get you to that point, that breaking point where your body's like, all right, let's get rid of this fat. We don't need it. So I love this so much that you are here. Please also reach out. Do not go a day without wondering, am I doing the right thing? Which, you know, what more can I do? You know, what, like, don't go one day without wondering or, you know, second guessing. Or we are here for you. Please continue to reach out. Like, this is where you should really be, like, even more all in. Ask as many questions as you need. Use that, the check-in every day. Set your intentions. End of day reflection. Like I said, you want to fly out of this process, whether you still have more weight to lose or you're done. You don't want to wind down and have it peter out, right? You're going to be so happy that you did, because it's going to take you through it's going to take you right up through the holidays. We're going to give you techniques to manage the holidays. You're going to be in a great frame of mind going into the new year. If, you know, if you still have weight to lose, I want you leaving this process confident that you're going to be able to do that and with all the skills that you need for that. Can you address acid reflux? I do take apple cider vinegar daily. Is it because my body feels like it's overeating? No. So usually acid reflux, it could be a structural issue. It really depends on your own individual situation. And a lot of people think that adding acid to an acid issue is the problem. Usually it's because you have low stomach juices, for lack of a better word. And so the apple cider vinegar isn't no magical thing. There is a lot of science though behind the fact that if you add in that vinegar, you're less likely. It also, it's bitter, so it changes, less likely to crave sweet foods. It stimulates your, so really digestion starts in your nose. As soon as you smell something, your saliva glands kick in. And if that fails, as soon as you know, this is why bitters and stuff are great, the digestive bitters, it stimulates saliva production, right? And chewing stimulates saliva production. So without chewing, lemon, right? Just the taste of lemon, think of sour lemon, and your mouth immediately saliva's up, right? Or your mouth, the whole concept of your mouth watering because you're seeing food, you're smelling food, you know what I mean? So that, this is where your body sends a message down to your digestive system to start getting things going because food is incoming, right? There's stuff coming in, so let's get things going. And for a lot of people with, acid reflux issues is that they have low stomach acid. And so it's because of and this is why people with missing gallbladders have that issue because they're missing that bile. That the gallbladder holds that kind of extra cup of bile that dumps in whenever the body needs that extra amount. And that obviously helps with digestion. So people kind of get it sideways and they're like, well, it doesn't make sense. It's not about acid meeting acid. It's about the stimulation of your, you know, putting a cup of vinegar, like your digestive juices are so strong that putting something in there isn't going to neutralize it. And a lot of people think that we're trying to neutralize something. We're not trying to neutralize. You can't change your body pH. That's not real life. It's a kind of like pseudoscience-y buzzy words that people talk about out there. So, like, same thing with apple cider vinegar. People say it burns fat. It doesn't burn fat. It makes no sense. So for some people, that's why the apple cider vinegar or the lemon water will really help. Taking a step further, and I don't have any here, is the digestive bitters. But some people have actually like structural issues and have like real medical health issues. A lot of it can be also medications that you're taking. That can also kind of mess with that as well. So that's sort of what's going on. Is it because my body feels like it's overeating? No, it wouldn't be. No one's overeating at this point because, you know, a lot of people, especially who have a lot of weight to lose and are used to consuming a lot of amounts and have longer journeys, are still probably eating more than their body, eating more than their body needs. Not that you need to eat less, because it's all about what you're doing in the moment, what portions feel like, right? So, but someone who has 100 pounds to lose, for example, and has to sign up for a couple programs to do that, they still have to get even more in tune to their portions, more in tune to their portions, more into their portions. As their body changes and their weight drops, obviously their body's needs will drop. And as their metabolism increases, their bodies change. That's why portions are always in the moment. So it's not like making smaller portions are going to get you there faster. In fact, that could cause the opposite effect where your body feels like even though you're technically eating more than you probably need. If you eat too little, the body's going to perceive that it's not getting enough based on what it's used to getting, right? So I wouldn't say it's overeating. Some people have a hard time with spicy food. spicy food, hard to digest food. This can be the state of your digestive system. So beyond apple cider vinegar and lemon water and bitter stimulating your digestive system, it can be that you need to add in a probiotic or a prebiotic that can actually help strengthen your microbiome. And that could be the issue, right? That could be the issue there, is that you need, you know, your digestive system needs a little work. So that can be an issue with some people as well. Love your idea of bridging the gap group, especially over Christmas. Yeah, this is something that we're toying with. We do have a whole team of people who are on our team, and we're going to be working through the holidays. It wouldn't be a guided. I'm taking it off. I'll tell you right now. I'm taking it off. That's my time off. I'm taking it off. I'll still be around on socials. I'll probably still pop in, maybe do a live here or there, because I can't help myself. But I think that we have an amazing team of people who can be there to help answer questions that you have in between those groups, if you have them. So it would just be more of a place to pop in. If you have any questions, you know, we'll have people there to help support you. It's, you know, really, we want people to be successful. We really do. So we have been toying. I talked about this off the top, if you're just starting the conversation, about doing a Bridging the Gap group. We've never done one. We have a couple of gaps. We have a 4-week gap, which is a whole month in between when the program ends and the new program starts. Now, am I worried about anyone gaining weight, real weight, during that time? No, I'm not. I'm not worried about you at all. But I know some of you are worried. And so we have that gap. We have a 2-week gap, and I will not be working on that gap because I'm getting married in the spring, between the end of the winter group and the beginning of the spring summer group. We're getting married, so we're going to be away that week. But we have a gap there, and then we have a 7-week gap in the summer. And we're growing our team, and we figure we have the resources to help people. So we are considering trialing out a Bridging. I'm just straight up transparency. We are considering, don't hold me to it, because we have to make sure we have the resources. We are considering trialing out a Bridging the Gap group for people to kind of slide into in between groups. So regardless, though, even if we don't, we're going to make sure everyone is feeling really calm. We're still available on socials. We're still around. We're going to make sure everyone is so super confident on next steps, for sure. Let me scroll down and see if I can get a couple questions at the bottom, and I'm going to jump. Hi, Carlene. Been finally sharing with a few friends about the program, and I have some friends interested. I was reluctant to share about my weight loss program since I haven't been losing weight, but I've been sharing my blood work changes, inflammation, and insulin down. Okay, yes. Still hoping to drop some pounds before the end of my new supplements and stress manage. Okay, so I love this. I love this so much. Inflammation, insulin resistance. I try not to dwell on that, because at the end of the day, it is what it is. If you're dealing with it, you're dealing with it. It is a real thing. I'm not into the hype, and you know, I'm here like, you're bringing your body, the state of it, into this process. And you know, insulin resistance is a real thing. Although, again, it's one of those things that's becoming very mainstreamed, so very mindful to talk about it. Inflammation is a very real thing. And those are two things that can really mess with your journey. Now, is there a quicker fix to dealing with those? No. Everything that you're doing here on Program and Plan, this is that walk through the fire. But what is really frigging exciting is all of the work that you're doing here is actually leading to real, actual, tangible, foundational change. So it's not like your body's like, oh, I don't know. Like the last thing that your body wants while you're dealing with inflammation and insulin resistance issues and whatnot, blood sugar issues, is to hold and lug around a bunch of excess fat that no longer serves a purpose. That's the real exciting thing, you know, is that your body's going to want that gone. It's just right now it's dealing with so many other things. So once you start to address those things, there is zero reason. There is zero science that says you cannot lose your weight. There are definitely things that can make it a little bit of a slower track than other people. You know, it's like some people are on that road to finally and forever driving fancy sports cars, and other people are driving, you know, riding bikes, you feel like, you know? You're still gonna get there, it's just gonna take a little longer. So I love this, and that's something to me, you know, I starving and depriving yourself is not cool. It's just not. It's just, to me, it's not cool. I know in dieting, there used to be the sense of like power of being like in control. Oh, I can go all day long without eating. Okay, yeah. That's really cool. Like, you know, so you're starving yourself all day. Wow, yay, good for you. You know, there's the sort of mentality behind it's really changed. And that's one thing that I really, really love. Is that, and if you have someone who's like, oh, you're still doing that weight loss program, and you haven't lost any weight yet. Yeah, not cool. Not cool. You know what I mean? I'm here trying to lose weight in a super healthy way. And that, yeah, that can take time. It can take longer than others. But, you know, that quick fix diet you've been doing for the last 20 years that hasn't done anything but make you fatter, how's that working for you? You know what I mean? People just want that quick fix, and I would love to give you it. And for some people, this is a pretty quick how much weight you can lose. This is like a concentrated push to lose weight as healthy as possible, as quickly as possible. This is about it. This is about it. You know, so I love that. I don't think it's cool to starve and deprive yourself. And, you know, you want, I think there's something, there's so much about just doing it the right way, being healthy, making choices that, you know, make you feel good. And, you know, when you talk diets with people, it's just, they can say some really weird shit. I think everyone will get to a place where you're owning what you do and you're just like, this is what I'm doing and I'm really happy with what I'm doing. And it doesn't become about weight loss. I know the goal still is weight loss, don't get me wrong. But I think if you can make it about something, it's more than that, then it can be really more, a lot more motivating, and it can have easy kind of conversations. I was reluctant to share about my weight loss program since I hadn't been losing weight, and I've been sharing my blood work changes, inflammation, insulin down, still hoping to drop some pounds before the end of my new supplements and stress management. Be all in, Carlene. This is where things are really going to show up for you. This like everything has been accumulating, right? And this is where like you should be hopeful. You have every reason to be hopeful. I love that. It is hard to share. Thanks, Kathy. I'm a publisher. The book could be redesigned to cut the page count and save money on every print. Yes, I know. Thanks. I said that. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. That's the whole point. Yes, that's what I'm doing. I know. You know, the thing is, though. Amazing. Amazing. Yes, I know the book can be redesigned. I've been working my fucking ass on it for about the last 17 programs. Also really busy helping 100,000 people lose weight at the same time. You know, this is sort of, that's exactly it. You know, progress over perfection. The pressure that you put on yourself and the pressure that other people put on you, you know what I mean? To tell you how you should do it, shouldn't do it, or why it'd be better when you know. Like, same thing. Like, someone can tell you, well, you're doing a weight loss program. Shouldn't you have lost weight? You're like, yeah, but I'm dealing with this and dealing with that and all those things. And that's where you got to kind of reconcile and really make this journey about yourself at the end of the day. Like, I can't be worried about what people are saying and not saying all that. I just got to keep showing up. You can't explain everything that you're doing to everyone. At the end of the day, where was that post I was reading? Let me find another couple good comments. Sorry, that really threw me off. Just I love sometimes sharing and being honest and vulnerable. Just it's amazing. Hope this shows up. Oh, it makes me I can't click on it. I can't clog it. Let me see if I can get another. Let me see if I can get back in the vibe here. Hi, Janda. I pulled out a cute sweater from my closet that I have never worn. I didn't feel comfortable wearing it because of my back roll showing through. I decided to try it on today, and the fabric doesn't even touch my back. Holy cow. I can't believe it. I was not expecting that drastic of a change. It'll be wearing it with pride and confidence. Okay, this one I want to talk about before I go. I want to end on a positive note. Pull out those clothes. Pull out those clothes with where you are at now in the program. Do you know what I mean? Because you're waiting to get back into that closet when, you know, that was a certain number. Losing weight in a healthy way is so much different than the starving, depriving way, because you're actually making your body healthy in the process. Especially if you got those holiday clothes. Pull them out sooner rather than later, honestly, because no doubt they're going to fit. And that's just a testament to all the hard work that you're doing and the changes that you're making. I'm going to jet, everyone. Thanks for all your amazing questions and comments, even when they kind of irk me a little bit. There's something for me to learn and always something for all of us to learn. That's what it's about. Having conversations, throwing stuff out there, hoping things resonate, hoping things hit. If you're feeling the feels, that means that there's something in there for you at the end of the day. There's a takeaway. You know, we come for what works for you. Just kind of pass on the rest. That's what's all about. Please do not stop asking the questions. Please do not stop engaging, because this is where we got to get right into this conversation. We have to go there. We have to go to the feels, because this is so much bigger than just fitting your ass into your jeans. It's fitting your ass into the jeans in a way you feel confident and comfortable for the rest of your freaking life. It's the weekend. I hope everyone has an amazing weekend. Make a plan for yourself. You know, it makes all the difference. If you find yourself indulging, stay on top of that water at the very least. All the little efforts that you can do. Maybe you're like indulging, but there's other things that you can do to help maximize your efforts at the same time. A little bit of a trade-off kind of thing. Pop into the group Sunday. Review the guidelines for week 9. It's a super fun week. I know you're going to love it. I know you're going to love it so much that people are like, can I keep doing this? And just one thing I want you to keep in mind, it is not keto. It is not keto. Some of you are going to be like, well, I wasn't eating those heavier carbs. So, you know, is that going to work for me? It's not about that. It's not about that at all. It's with those little tweaks and nuances that we're doing and really being mindful of that are going to make all the difference. So read over those guidelines. Let us know if you have any questions. Have an amazing day, everyone. Remember, we also turn all of these into podcasts that you can listen to over on our Weight Loss by Gina podcast account, available on all podcasts. Also, if you have friends or family who want to sign up for the program, make sure you get them to sign up sooner rather than later. It's January. Our program always sells out. We sold out a lot sooner than we anticipated for our fall program, and even more so with our January program. So if you do know, and this is not a sales pitch, this is a straight up reality. So get yourself signed up. Have an amazing day, everyone. I'll see you later. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.